In Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, we have these wonderful words and this great promise. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, nor shall they come up unto my heart or my mind. What a beautiful prophetic word that has its ultimate fulfillment in the new heavens and new earth inaugurated by the work of Jesus Christ. We look at this text in the Hebrew with the following translation: Ki hine vore shamayim chadashim. For, behold, I create new heavens. Ki is just the conjunction for, and he now is going to talk about how the Lord is going to bring a new era, a new condition, looking at eternity. Hine is from, it's a particle from hine, and notice the he has dropped out, and the nun here is a hinge. Hin, and then ni, the nun is a hinge, taking us to the pronominal suffix e, first common singular. So behold, I am creating. And notice vore is the cal active participle, masculine singular, from bara, to create. As God created the heavens and the earth, bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz, so he's going to bore, create a new heaven and new earth. Shamayim is the noun, dual, plural, with the ayim ending, from shamayim. It's always in that dual form. So I create a chadashim, a new heavens. Notice chadash means new, and the im shows that it is a masculine plural, so that we have the adjective new going with heavens, agreeing in its plurality, one being dual, which really is more than one, hence plural, even though it's dual, and then the im showing the plural in chadashim going with shamayim. So behold, I am creating new heavens, v'aretz chadasha, and a new earth. Notice the va is just your conjunction, and aretz from eretz is just the noun meaning earth, and chadasha, since eretz is feminine, chadasha is feminine. Again, the adjective going with this feminine noun here, so we would translate it as a new earth. And then the text goes on to say, velo tizaharna harishonot. Notice ve is the conjunction and, lo is just your negative particle, and then we have the verb tizkarna from zahar. The former things shall not be remembered. Notice this is a nifal, imperfect, third feminine plural from the root zahar. And notice the tav indicates a feminine prefix in this imperfect. And then we have the IA vowel pattern, the hirik and the comets, and the doubling of the zion, showing that a nun has assimilated. Tin zaharna becoming tiz zaharna. And that na ending is characteristic of the third person plural, feminine, plural, of the imperfect. For example, if we were even thinking of the cow imperfect, we have yishmor tishmorna. The same suffix ending is added here then that we see in the cow imperfect to this nifal imperfect form. So the former things shall not be remembered. And ha is the definite article. Rishon means former or first. And so then we have the od ending, which is your feminine plural ending. So the former things shall not be remembered, nor, and this vav here is the vav conjunction or the ve, can be translated nor, lo ta alena, shall not come upon the mind, literally, or we could render this into one's mind. They'll be totally forgotten, the former things, is the idea. And notice, ta alena, again, it's the root is from la, meaning to come up. And here we have a cow imperfect, third feminine singular, in the from the root Allah, and the pathak under the tav is here because it takes the corresponding pathak of the chatef pathak under the ayin. And again, we have the na ending with the yod appearing here because the yod after the lamed, because the verb is halah, a lamed hey verb, which historically was a lamed yod verb, and we see that yod reappearing here. So they shall not come up upon the mind or upon the heart. In other words, al is the preposition and lev is just the noun meaning heart. So the former things will not even enter into one's mind as the new take over in the new heaven and new earth. What a beautiful promise the book of Isaiah concludes here with. And it goes on in the next verse to speak of that there's the call to be glad and rejoice because there will be no more weeping nor crying. The voice of crying will be gone. And this is in verse 19. The voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, in this new Jerusalem, nor the voice of crying. And I'm reminded of the book of Revelation, chapter 21, where we have, after the Lord's second coming, these great promises, and I saw a new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And then John talks about that heavenly New Jerusalem. And in that New Jerusalem, God's tabernacle will be with men. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself shall be with them as their God. And the Lamb will be here, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told that he will wipe away every tear out of their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain shall be no more, for the former things have passed away. And this great text looks forward to that eternal day when we will be, as believers in our Savior Jesus Christ, with the Father and with the Son throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity in a new heaven and new earth, where there will be no more crying, no more tears, no more death, no more separation, no more sadness. For all believers in Jesus will be together forever. with Him and with the Father. And we see this explained throughout Revelation 21 and 22. It is significant in light of this great anticipation that we are called then to holy living in this present life as we look forward to this. In 2 Peter, Peter talks about the same great truth when he says in verse 10 of 2 Peter 3, "For the day of the Lord shall come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away and with a violent noise, and the elements shall be being burned shall be destroyed, and the earth and its works shall be found out." And in light of this, he then goes on to say, we then, what manner of life should we have? We should live our life in holiness and godliness. Verse 11 of 2 Peter 3, looking and hastening for the coming of the great of the day of God, of that great day, speaking of the return of our Lord, in which the heavens being burned shall be destroyed, and the elements being burned shall melt, and new heavens and a new earth, according to His promise, we earnestly look forward to, in which dwells righteousness. If we truly know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we look forward, Peter says, to a new heaven and new earth in which will dwell righteousness. And in light of that, what manner, since these things are going to be destroyed, the things of earth, what manner of people ought we to be in holy manner of life and godliness? May that be our goal as Christians, that we seek to live a holy and godly life, looking forward to the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in which day we shall then see a new heaven and new earth in which dwells righteousness. And there will be, in that glorious day, no more death, no more sorrow, no more sadness, for all of these things will be passed away, and we will live with the Lamb, Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as believers in Christ throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. May we live a holy life in anticipation of this new heaven and new earth.